Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, Friday mornings at 9. Join me as we explore topics like health and wellness, prosperity, inner peace, the law of attraction, and more. Tap into good vibrations to start your weekend feeling uplifted and optimistic. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Good morning, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. You may also be listening online at CITR.ca, CosmicDimensions.com, or EmpowerRadio.com. Today on the show, Sasha Sabbath, the entrepreneur's soul coach. We're going to talk with her in just a moment. If you want to get on the air and ask a question, the number to call is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. You can also email spiritualshow@gmail.com or message me live on Twitter. I do my best to multitask while I'm on the air, and I can pass your question on to her. Now, at the end of the show, I have some gifts here from Sage Natural Wellness. Let me just grab them. I've got a number of gifts here. So the first two people who call at the end of the show, when I give the cue to call, I just want to let you know it's coming up, are going to get one person will get a Sleep Well Mist. I think both of you will get that. A Refresh Energy Bar, an energy revitalizing face and body mist, and a quick study mental alertness remedy, perfect for back to school coming up soon. And then the other person will get a Tantra Delicious Body Powder, a stress release mist, a sleep well roll-on remedy, which is nice for nighttime, and also a quick study for back to school. So again, listen for the cue to call for that at the end of the show. As I'm wrapping up, I'll give out the cue to call, and then the first two people to call in Vancouver who can come out to the UBC campus to pick those up will be hooked up with some wonderful Sage gifts. So we're going to start right now with Sasha. Hi, Sasha.
Hello, Marie. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Hi, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
I am wonderful.
Wonderful. Okay, so you are the entrepreneur's soul coach. First of all, what's the difference between a soul coach and a life coach?
That's a question that I honestly cannot give a definitive answer to, because all coaches will bring their own theme into there. What I know for myself as to why I call myself a soul coach is that there are particular signature desires that a person who seeks out a soul coach has. And I called myself a soul coach back in 2000, I think it was. My practice had gone through the evolutionary stages of being a success coach and a personal development healer. And then as I was watching the consciousness expand, I saw that there were emerging leaders, and so I called myself a leadership soul coach back in 2000, and then recently, like within the last year, I saw again another wave of signature characteristics of my clients, and that was that they were entrepreneurs, and they were entrepreneurs who had a longing to bring more of their spiritual self, their higher values, and their sense of destiny, their sense of life legacy into their world, so that there was not a gap between their work and who they were as a person. So for me, a soul coach is someone who knows how to allow a person the discovery process and to facilitate the discovery process of what is at the heart and soul of that individual, and that which the person seeks is deliberately connected to a sense of life direction and destiny. The other thing I'll just add, Marie, is that in my case, because I am a healer and an intuitive, my choice of calling myself a soul coach was because I actually have a sense of the person's soul when we first start our coaching partnership. And so I teach the person tools, and I teach them how to activate their own soul force. So, and I don't know if life coaches do that. I just don't know.
So how do you tap into this intuitive soul? How do you tap into their soul?
Well, I don't tap into their soul. I sense their soul.
How do you sense their soul?
As an intuitive, I think everybody has the experience when they contact their intuition that there is a knowing. Sometimes the messaging system of an intuition is through pictures, through feelings, or just a knowing. Some people are auditory and they'll hear certain messages.
So specifically, what do you pick up from your clients?
Well, pretty much anything that's appropriate for me to know. For instance, let me see if I can give you a good example. Well, for you, Marie, when you are working with your potential hosts, do you get a sense of what their life is all about and whether or not they're a fit for your program?
Well, I don't know if I get a sense for what their life is all about, but I definitely get a sense for what our connection is and what I think the rapport will be for the show, definitely ahead of time, for sure.
Yeah, and that's because you have an intention and you have a container with which to see how that person would fit for your particular direction, your show. And so you're given information, right? You're given maybe sensations, maybe you hear something, maybe you actually see something, and either it is or it isn't. Well, in my case, the container is the person comes to me because they want to be more empowered, they want to feel more freed up, they want to feel like what they're doing with their life has meaning, and that it really it brings forth great talents and strengths within their capacities. And so when I'm given that type of permission, if you will, then I get a sense of what their gifts and their strengths and their skills are. And I also see and hear and feel, it changes all the time, what is standing in their way and what they're ready to look at.
So, Sasha, can you run us through, like, say someone, first of all, Sasha, can you give us your website, please?
Oh, yes, thank you. It is entrepreneursoulcoach.com. And entrepreneur, you got to spell it correctly. And soul is S-O-U-L coach.com. And I'll just say in there, thanks for asking for that, Marie. I would highly recommend that people register for my free key ingredient report because the questions that you're asking are actually covered somewhat in the key ingredient report, assisting a person in starting to clear their path to understand more about their soul purpose and the importance of knowing their soul purpose.
Okay, so you talk about clearing your path and knowing your soul purpose. So what's one of the techniques, one of the practical techniques that you would use to help one of your clients find their soul purpose and to clear up whatever they've got going on?
Great. I'm thinking that maybe would it be useful if I shared at this time what I feel is the six-step mindset of the entrepreneur soul purpose-based mindset. Would you like to hear that?
If that'll answer my question, sure.
Well, I think it does because it's a door opener, and I really would love for people to come away with something to work with. The first step of the mindset is for a person to either already know what their soul purpose is and want to bring it to the next level, or they have no clue what their soul purpose is, and they really do want to know that. And so the first mindset component is to pursue the soul purpose understanding along with having a good methodology of